Federal Emergency Management Agency spokesman Jeremy Zedek says the agency and its state counterpart finally have resources in place to begin a summer-long project to repair flood-damaged homes and rebuild others that are beyond repair.
We're scheduled to complete 35 repairs throughout Alaska, 13 rebuilds. In Galena, we're going to do 25 repairs and 11 rebuilds. So in all, there'll be six communities that will see volunteer labor there helping them recover from last spring's flood.
The other Yukon River communities up for repair this summer are Alakanuk, Circle, Emonic, Fort Yukon, and Hughes. Galena was perhaps the worst hit of all. About 90% of its homes and businesses were damaged by the floods, which peaked 1 year ago today. Zedek says work will soon get underway in earnest now that a housing project for volunteers has just been completed in Galena, and just in time because he says the number of volunteers there will more than double over the next 3 weeks.
We've expanded the responder camp there to 106 beds, so volunteers can come into Galena and have a warm, dry place to rest their head, good food while they're out there doing their work in the communities.
Zedek says the volunteers mostly are members of faith-based relief organizations, as are those already in Galena, who are affiliated with Samaritan's Purse and the United Methodist Church.
We have some of our partners like Mennonite Disaster Services and Disciples in Christ who are also going to be traveling up to Alaska.
Zedek says FEMA and the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management have just added $3.7 million in funding to pay for the work, to go along with a $1.7 million grant awarded earlier this month. The local Native organization, the Loudoun Tribal Council, is coordinating the relief effort. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.